Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more.
Hey, how y'all doing? How has it been going for you? I'm going to tell you, this year has been a wild ride for me. Right up until this moment, I was sitting here drinking some water, sipping it out of a straw, and it went down the wrong pipe, and I thought I was going to die. I could not stop choking. I splattered water all over. Spritzes, as they say, all over my notes. My notes are all sopping wet. My voice is a lot raspier than it usually is because I still probably have water hanging around in my lungs. So it's been crazy, real crazy. This year has been wild, and we thought 2020 was a wild year with the pandemic shutting down everything. This year has been wild with everything trying to open up and stay open and people complaining about not wanting to be vaccinated and causing fights because you're in some places where they ask you to put a mask on, whether you're vaccinated or not. I'm sorry, if I keep clearing my throat, you know why. And I'll keep reminding you as the lines open up, because there'll be a lot of people wondering, why she keep clearing her throat? Well, let me tell you. Lots of people don't want to be vaccinated. Lots of people don't want to wear masks. And there are a lot of us who don't want to do a lot of any of that, but we do what we feel is necessary for ourselves. And at the same time, don't judge people who don't want to do or who want to do what it is we don't want to do or we want to do. And I would say that is the best route to take. It's not up to me to judge what you do or you don't do. I do what I need to do based upon what I feel is best for me, you know. Yes, I don't mind saying that I've had the vax and the booster and everything, this dose and that dose, but I knew I didn't want to do the J&J, and I knew I didn't want Pfizer. For some reason, I wanted Moderna. I'm very upset because early on during the beginning of the pandemic, I had an opportunity to buy Moderna stock. And for some reason, I did not go forward with that. Well, you know what? I am so sorry. You know? And I'm not saying I wanted to get rich off of a vaccine like some people think. Oh, they just want you to take the vaccine so they can make money off of you, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's neither here nor there. I got vaccinated because I wanted my mind over matter to coincide with me wanting to be around my grandchildren. You know, I got tired of sitting up here in the house because, you know, based upon how you think, you create your own reality. So if I'm sitting here thinking that I can catch something because I'm not vaccinated, well, you know, I'm calling that stuff to me. You know, if you're sitting there thinking that you're not going to catch something because you're not vaccinated, then that's your mind over your matter, and you're facing whatever it is you choose to want to create and call to yourself. So I feel we all have a right to be who we are and do what we desire to do. As the lines open up, I want to also repeat that 10 minutes prior to showtime, I almost choked to death on a sip of water. So I'll be clearing my throat because I didn't think I was going to be able to open up the lines. I was so busy coughing and spritzing water and splattering water, spitting it all over my notes because I had to get it out of me. So I am in the middle of clearing my throat and explaining what I've been going through this past year. Before we get into the full moon of it and what Lena has to say about the stamina and what her husband, Jose Stevens, has to say about stamina. I think this is the first time I've ever read their website, and they both had the title of the same subject, only he was explaining it from a shamanistic perspective. She was explaining it from an astrological perspective. So what has been going on with me since you last heard from me? And it's been a while. I had a minor accident with, well, I didn't do it. A woman backed into me, ran into my car. And weeks later when I was going to get my car fixed for that particular incident, I was sitting at a red light. And lo and behold, we had this 19-year-old young woman who ran in the back of my car while I'm sitting in front of her. So, you know, right there, the same thing. Just, you know, well, she did. She was worse. And I hope someone will be as nice to my granddaughter if she gets into an issue like that as I was with this young lady because, you know, I was very light. And her name was Destiny. And I laughed. I said, Destiny, Destiny, Destiny. Exactly what were you doing before you ran into the back of my car? And she looked at me and she said, I wasn't on my cell phone or nothing. You know, I laughed at her and told her she needed to, you know, chill out, back down because she was getting ready to incriminate herself. So I've been going through, you know, with the insurance companies and things like that. So that's one of the things that I've been going through. This month. What else? I'm still carrying the load of my brother who's in a nursing facility up in New York. And, you know, his doctors call me, his nutritionist calls me, you know. Who else? Everybody calls me regarding him. He calls me and he needs this and he needs that. And sometimes you just don't realize that I have a life too. I have a life because, you know, I go to doctor's appointments. I get blood work done. Speaking of blood work, 3-4 months ago, I did blood work, and my sugar level, my A1C sugar level was at 10.4. I like to freak out because that puts me smack dab in the middle of being a diabetic. So I've been working really hard to do some exercise and bring my blood sugar down. And thank goodness, whatever I've been doing has been working because I just had blood work done Friday and it was down to 6.8. So I'm really thrilled about that. So that's my blood sugar thing. Everyone knows that I moved into a new apartment complex for 55 and older individuals. And it's been a wonderful experience. I like being here. The 135 apartments in this building and across the way, the sister building, another 135 apartments. So I'm in the West building. And they have all kinds of activities here. You know, individuals invite you only. So I was invited, invitation only to a Christmas party Saturday. And I was thrilled that someone wanted me to be there because it was invitation only and only about 25, 30 people were allowed to be there. It was really fantastic. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. Thanksgiving, somebody on my floor invited me downstairs because I didn't have any family, so to speak, to go to for Thanksgiving. I'm the only one I know of that's vaccinated in my family. So I couldn't be around a bunch of people who hadn't been vaccinated, so I pretty much was going to stay to myself. But I was invited to a small gathering downstairs in our front foyer, for the fireplace room. And that was a delightful time down there. So I'm having a good time in my apartment, and I'm getting out and I'm meeting more people. I mean, I'm not the recluse that I usually am. And what else is going on? I want to let you know that for Bio, she's been going through some challenges, and so that's why she hasn't been around to open up her session on life in these United States of America. She's been going through challenges, but I think everyone's been going through challenges, a whole lot of stuff. Like, you thought that when the pandemic was easing off of us that things would get a little teeny bit better, but it just seems like it opened up to just a lot of angst and, you know, anxiety. I had an opportunity 2 weeks ago. I just got back from California. I visited my middle son and his family out there, and I had an amazing time. It was really, really wonderful. And because I was masked up, they had a huge dinner for the family, but they were able to hold it outside, you know. So we had a big old, you know, buffet-style dinner outside in the backyard, which was really cool. And I also had an opportunity in California to bring together some of my Zoom group members that I meet with every Saturday at 4 o'clock. There were six of us from the Zoom group, five of them live in California, and they hadn't met each other prior to my coming, so it was kind of sort of, oh, she's going to be there, then why don't we all hook up and meet there at the same time? Yeah. And we had a good time. I did a lot of laughing, and I need that because I tend to be such a serious person. I've been practicing this book that I purchased. I bought my sister one, and the book is really interesting. I love it. The title of the book is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. And that bleep is the F word, you know? And it teaches you how to choose what bleep you want to embrace, because it doesn't mean you're totally indifferent. You know, if you're indifferent to that degree, then you may become psychotic. But it's a fantastic book because you choose your battles. You don't let everything stress you out and twist your panties in a wad, as some of them say. But I'm loving the book. Once again, that's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. Bleep meaning the F word. I don't know. The author is around here somewhere. And what's his name? Name is Mark Manson. So there you go. Like I said, my notes are trying to dry up here because I tried to kill myself drinking water out of a straw, and I had water all over my notes, so I didn't know what the heck I was doing. In that vein, let's go ahead and talk about this full moon stuff. We just had a full moon, I believe it was yesterday, you know, and, you know, there will be no doubt that we have all been feeling magnified cosmic energies as we have been nearing closer to this Gemini full moon, okay? So the full moon is in Gemini, and, well, they talk about Venus in retrograde. But the most important thing is that this is most certainly one of those you can run, but you can't hide energy shifts. No one could have escaped this weekend unchanged or unscathed by this powerful energetic storm, even if only on an internal level. Now, we know that the moon controls the ebb and flow of the tides. You know, and that's a whole lot of water out there that's influenced by the moon. So if it does all of that to the tides of bodies of water on the face of this earth, and we happen to be, 90-something% water, you know the moon is wreaking havoc on us as well. For the majority, the changes will be deeply subconscious and will likely have been rippling for some time. So you have some stuff churning for a while there prior to the moon actually becoming full yesterday. This energy will be altering our perspectives and force us to start following our instincts and emotions so that we step outside our comfort zone and dramatically transform our lives. With Gemini ruled by Mercury, brings with it hectic energies, causing our mind to feel like it's racing through every emotion we hold in all possible scenarios. Now, the main focus is going to be on our closest relationships, where we will be overanalyzing and overthinking, and any misalignment, discord, or disarray will be illuminated. It's just going to be large and in your face. But we must not make any mistakes. Don't make any mistakes with Gemini's fast-changing emotional energy, 1 minute hot and the next minute cold. This cosmic chaos we are experiencing will be highlighting everything that goes on around us. Fortunately, this full moon will help us to decipher between what is logical and what's logical and what's fantasy in our lives, and will not be allowing any of us to remain blindsided to the truth of what our hearts and souls want and don't want. I'm telling you, hard time me talking after trying to choke myself to death. Okay, irrational fear can easily take hold, so keeping us stuck in energy where we think we are safe, but are actually internally troubled. What we've got over here. One thing is certain, the ending of cycles will be at the forefront of all our minds as Gemini does not tolerate superficial or unhealthy connections. For the past few days and into next week, people's true intentions and characters will be revealed. So watch out for that. And there is no unseeing or shying away from it. Even if we try to tuck these revelations into a hidden corner in our minds. You know, that's really amazing, because when we're trying to do that, sometimes people try to give us their shadow side, or they try to give us their unshadowed side, the side that they just want us to see. You know, and we're going to be confronted with once hidden truths over and over until no longer see only what we choose to see. So you're going to see some stuff. You're not going to see stuff that you've been avoiding. You're going to see the upfront and in your face stuff. Because Gemini is a curious and inquisitive character that desires communication, we may find we are pulled together towards conversations that we may find emotionally uncomfortable. And then you want to add that Venus retrograde to the mix. We're about to go through one of the biggest relationship awakenings we have possibly ever had over the next few months. And the awakening that Gemini has given us will allow us to know what we have to do to finally walk away or commit to stay. Ha! Since Venus is the planet of love and loyalty, we will not support disloyal or toxic dynamics in any way. I'm having a hard time communicating my words and my thoughts over this throat condition that I have from drinking water too fast. Old and repressed emotions will likely resurface so that we see how challenging and dysfunctional relationships have negatively impacted our emotional and even physical health. It will be highly valuable to pay attention to everything that is unearthed over the next few days so that we have the clarity needed to make radical change. It is so vital to remember that the universe has a divine order of events. Everything happens exactly at the time it is meant to happen, and not a second sooner. The best way we can do right now is heighten our awareness. The best we can do right now is to heighten our awareness. Pay attention to the signs the universe is delivering and start putting the correct pieces together to build the life we truly want, desire, and deserve. Sheesh. Overall, Gemini and Venus are here to ripple through our souls to alert us that we have been trapped in a void for far too long, and it helps us sever attachments to whatever or whoever is no longer resonating. It is about to unapologetically show us what's for us and what isn't, where we are unfulfilled in life, and to let us know that while we are busy playing around with all the wrong energies, the right energies cannot come through. Basically, now is the time to stop blocking our blessings. And we have a tendency to do that a lot. You know, we just hang on to stuff, and the more we hang on to stuff, you know, things just can't come through. But have patience. You need to use this time for introspection and reflection and start to make concrete plans for the future. And then have faith and follow the universe to let it all divinely unfold. Okay? So once you do that and you allow the universe to let it all divinely unfold, you'll be on better standing and better grounding. Once again, as the lights pop on, I have to repeat that 10 minutes prior to this show, I took some water and started choking and couldn't catch myself, and I didn't know if I was going to start the show. I was so busy choking from drinking the water and it going down the wrong pipe. So I'm having a hard time really speaking the words that I need to speak to you. But I'm here. Okay? So we will, once again, we will intuitively know when the time is right to take action, and the cosmos will be guiding us every step of the way. Now, this was the last. We haven't even come to the first full moon yet. This was the last full moon of the year, and it will bring about realizations and epiphanies that help us process all that we have gone through this past year so that we break through toxic patterns and behaviors that we have held on to and that have held us back. Okay? This is the perfect time to learn the lessons that 2021 has shown us so that we don't carry the weight of this past year into the next one. Please clean up stuff now. Get it out of the way. Sort it out so you don't have it hanging on to you with the coming new year. Let all the heavy energies go. And if possible, take some time out to connect on an emotionally deep and intellectual level with those who feel good to the soul. So you know what's making your soul feel good. You know what's making you happy. You know what to let go of. You do know. Oh, boy. Now, let's check out Lena. This is the first time ever that Lena Stevens and her husband, Jose Stevens, were like almost in sync with what they were talking about. And both them, Lena's monthly topic and his shamanic topic was about stamina and how to maintain stamina for the coming year and how you're going to need it for all that you're about to go through, because it's not over yet. We think it's over with the new year, but it's not over yet. As Lena was saying, this is a month of hard work, big growth, spiritual discipline, managing chaos, and making bids for power. Wow. It is not a month to hide out and wait until it's all over. It's a month to harness the proactive energy and power and to change the attitude of, we just have to get through this, to, we need to learn, work with it, and empower ourselves in the process. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to dig deep. We're going to have to find the stamina to say, we're going to get through this, but we need to learn something in this mess. Whatever the challenges are, we can face them. Problem solve, create creatively, and move forward with more courage, power, and strength than we ever thought we would or could have. I mean, that's the story of my life. You know that, don't you? Of course, we are talking about energetic, spiritual, mental, and emotional stamina, as well as physical stamina. You know, I've been feeling beat up a lot. Have you? We will need all of it as we learn and lean, as we learn and as we lean into the opportunities and lessons, excuse me, the future has in store for us. Stamina is built on not giving up and not giving in. There is a disciplined and persevering quality to the month that works in your favor as long as you are persevering in the right direction. If you are pursuing an addiction, bad habit, or an old attachment, then no. But if you are clear about an intention or a will to change a pattern that does not serve you, then perseverance becomes an asset and an ally that will help you stay focused. Perseverance can easily turn to aggression, you know, so please stay in your own lane and don't expect everyone to be on the same page with you regarding your latest thoughts, beliefs, and intentions. Give others their process without judgment or action. That goes back to the book that I'm reading, The Subtle Art of Learning Not to Give a Bleep. If you get angry, just allow that emotion to be there without pinning it on someone or something. There is a lot of pent-up emotion that has been pressurized that needs an outlet at this time. Ah. The best we can do right now is heighten our awareness, pay attention to the signs the universe is delivering, and start pulling the correct pieces together to build the life we truly want, desire, and deserve. Overall, here we go. Gemini and Venus are there to ripple through our souls to alert us that we have been trapped in a void for far too long, and it helps us sever attachments to whatever or whoever is no longer resonating. Okay? Okay, so we're going to use this time wisely to become proactive and willful about something we desire. We're going to channel it into confidence, optimism, creative expression, and how about a positive future? Perseverance can also easily move into stubbornness. So please make sure that you are not in resistance to change, but moving instead towards something you want. If you are around someone who is exhibiting obvious stubbornness, don't argue or try to convince. You know, there's a saying, convince a man against his will of the same opinion still. Okay, so don't argue or try to convince, but simply go your own way and let them be where they are. Building stamina also requires having good boundaries, especially against other people's expectations, other people's projections, and other people's judgments. And when you have good boundaries, you will need to protect them to preserve your space. This will help you to manage chaos and to more easily recognize what is yours as opposed to what belongs to someone else. Discipline is a big part of this month's curriculum. Once you choose a practice, once you choose a new attitude, positive change, or path, it will take discipline to stay on track and not get distracted by unimportant energy leaks. The plan could be anything from a schedule or fixing something to an intention to change an attitude or even to reach out to a relationship that needs attention. So we're asking you to embrace that this is a busy month of intensity, action, sudden changes, reversals, opportunities, a bit of chaos and confusion, and many, many things dumped on your plate. It is not a month to sit around and wait for it to be over, because this is it. Lean into it with curiosity and adventure. That's how we got to handle this stuff. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff where we just got to, you know, handle it. We, you know, just do it. Make a list, and what you can't finish today, put what's left over at the top of tomorrow's list. That's all we can do. So we're going to lean into it with curiosity and adventure and with the intention of harnessing the growth and power that becomes available when you do. It's a fabulous month for growth, expansion, and reaching new levels of personal insight, maturity, clarity, and movement. Movement. Because you're going to be busy doing so much stuff. You're going to be moving all over the place. But just, you know, take it in stride. Just say, okay, I got to do this. Well, let's just do it. You know? So this is a price to pay there is a price to pay, I guess, however. But the price that we pay it's not going to be that bad. And the price is our level of comfort. How comfortable can we be as we lean into these things that need our attention? Nothing in this new landscape is familiar, and if it is, you are not reaching far enough. So if it looks like the same old, that means you're not doing something right. You're not doing something right, and you're not reaching far enough into what it is you need to do. I mean, I've been in this apartment, and every day I look at all this stuff that I still need to go through, and it keeps looking like the same thing every day. No matter what I move around, look like the same. So I'm just not doing enough, and I need to get that through my thick head. If something seems too good to be true, it is not. It is just right. Okay? So Lena is giving us a new version on that. If it looks like it's too good to be true, it's not too good to be true. It's just right. Watch for synchronicity as you move into more, trusting your intuition, support, and inner truth. As it becomes easier to accept radical change in your own situation or that of others, you can begin to lean into the adventure, curiosity, and possibilities this new landscape has to offer. This can be either an inner experience of shifting attitudes, beliefs, and reactions, or It can manifest as an outer change of place, work, or relationship. The key is to reflect on yourself, your intentions, and what is true for you. Eliminate any pressure you may feel from others to perform or act according to their standards, desires, and expectations, okay? So we're going to eliminate that kind of pressure. We're going to set good boundaries around what we know to be true for ourselves and build our stamina by channeling energy into those desires through practices and disciplines. So we're not going to be couch potatoes. Avoidance will get us nowhere. We're going to get up, we're going to get going, we're going to get active, even if it means going out for a walk every morning. And adopt this mantra, the mantra of do it. You know, if you're looking at dishes in the sink, you know, and they're making you sick, then just wash them, you know. Just do it. If your body says, take me for a walk, just do it. Don't sit down and say, oh, I'll do it after Judge Judy, because that's my favorite thing. I'll do it after Judge Judy, and guess what? I never get it done. And I have a building here where I can walk through the halls and, like, walk a mile just by going from one floor to the next and walking all these long hallways. I can walk a mile in my building without walking outside the door. Procrastination will bog you down to the point of being uninspired, lethargic, and depressed. Please, don't be one of those. Please. Don't be one of those. Ah, as my notes dry, I can pick up a piece of paper now and it's not sopping wet. So, Nina is saying, get help and support from others if you feel you need the extra push to wake up and pay attention. If you don't harness the strong energy, it could harness you, and perhaps not in a good way. Relationships are either supportive or disruptive this month. This is where you practice your boundaries, saying no to what does not feel right and saying yes to what feels like a positive adventure. Remember, the whole thing is, even when it seems like it's an arduous job or it's work, you turn it into an adventure so that you can get through the process a whole lot lighter and a whole lot happier. Okay? There are some do's and don'ts for this month. We're going to touch upon some of them. Do. Reach out to those who you haven't connected with in a while that you suddenly think about. Do. Speak your truth in a neutral and kind way when setting a boundary and saying no. Do. Improve your attitude and acceptance of others. Their process and experience without judgment. That's one that I need to reflect on a lot because, you know, sometimes we can get into that judgmental mode, but we will improve our attitudes and acceptance of others and their process and experience without judgment. Do become available for positive adventures and new experiences in relationships, both old and new. Don't argue. Don't be stubborn about being right. There's a saying. Do you want to have peace or you just want to be right? Just because you're right doesn't mean it's going to bring about peace. But we can step away from that stuff. Don't force your beliefs and ideas on another. That doesn't work. Don't expect someone else to fix your life. Don't expect someone else to make you happy, and don't expect someone else to do it for you. Don't say yes when you really mean no, and don't say no before giving some practical thought to a yes. There is a strong trend now to pursue more balance in the relationship between the masculine and the feminine, and there is great opportunity for healing, providing we stay out of rage, stay out of blame, and stay out of discord. In your relationship adventures, keep balance in mind, keep balance in mind as a guide. So, that's Lena's take on stamina. And we're used to hearing what Lena has to say because she's really good. She has a shamanistic astrological view on the month's activities. And I didn't bring too much of Lena's words into play because I really wanted to jump in here with some of her husband's stuff because I call him my visionary. He's talking about the next year, this coming year, and he's saying how important development in a short or long process of transformation is depending on how we see the next coming year. He says everyone is reaching a state of saturation and exhaustion regarding the ongoing variants of the pandemic, the insane fascist politics, climate change, the spiraling levels of gun violence, drug addiction, self-destruction, and bad behavior. I'm going to, based upon just thinking that way, I decided that I'm going to start a recovery group in this senior citizen's building. I'm going to do a 12-step recovery meeting down the hall in the solarium of my building. There's a lot of senior citizens who have a lot of issues that they may need help with. There's this opioid crisis because, and I know, because we're so, some of us are so wrapped up in pain issues and knee surgeries and all that other stuff, you know, we get hooked on those pills and we can't stop them, you know. So that's one of the things that I want to do. And then there's being, people are being locked into their apartments. That's why I'm so blessed that they have the Christmas party downstairs and they had the little Thanksgiving thing going on and they had a little yard sale downstairs. But Jose is saying this is just the beginning, not the end. So while we think we're coming to a close of these things, no, it's not. He says this is just the beginning, it's not the end. And that means that you cannot afford to be exhausted yet, or you will not be able to see it through to the other side. More than anything, you will need stamina. Here he goes with the word stamina. That was the topic of what he had to say, just like that's the topic of what Nina had to say, stamina. That's also the topic of the full moon, the full moon explanation that's going on. You need stamina, perseverance, and resilience. And the only way to get in touch with these ways of being to staunch the energy leaks, you got to staunch the energy leaks and find a more neutral stance that allows you to carry on without exhaustion. You will have to release your fear, your anger, your outrage, your feelings of victimization. These are energy leaks exhausting you. Although there is no immediate end in sight, for our transformative process, there are chutes and ladders on the way. And this next year, while not easy, will have some definite moments of relief, inspiration, and reinforcement. Little by little, the tendencies towards destructiveness will take their role in the sense, behaving, in a, take their role in the sense that those that are self-destructive will be the reapers of the consequences of behaving badly. Those that want to destroy what has been so painstakingly built will fall into disunity and conflict. You know, we always talk about we reap what we sow. We always talk about we create our own reality. And so it's not getting any easier. It's getting deeper. that, you know, and we manifest these things rapid fire now. We're in a manifesting energy, and things are happening a lot faster. And while it looks like everything is getting worse, I think it's always been there. It's just that it's rising to the surface. Like we talk about the healing wound and how as the wound begins to heal, it pushes up the impurities up to the surface, you know. And when you remove the scab, you just see the mess that was festering there. So everything is coming to light now, you know. The cracks will begin to appear in their effectiveness at moving the world toward their own nefarious goals. So all of that hidden stuff, and we're not done yet. Like he says, you know, it's just the beginning. There will be inspiration, relief, and hope in some instances. However, these external forms of relief can only go but so far. You know, they are not enough to carry you through to the other side. For this, you must have personal resilience, a sense of belief, and a philosophy that can carry you and not let you down. That is what the work is, that sense of belief that you can get through this madness. If you are too passive, you won't make it. If you are too stunned and paralyzed, you won't make it. If you are just waiting to see which way the wind blows and relying on others to provide support and relief, you won't make it. You yourself must be the one who provides support, who is able to inspire others, one who can point the way, and this is called leadership. If you are too beaten up, then you may need to step aside and allow those with the energy to be the pathfinders to forge the way. We don't need to make their task harder by complaining and whining and bringing everyone else down. You know, now that's something we got to really, really learn to stop doing. That whine. Do you want some cheese and crackers with the fucking wine? Okay? So we got to cut that out. We got to stop all that whining stuff, you know, and bringing everybody else down. What you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, is not necessarily the truth. A good hypnotist can get you to see anything, can get you to hear anything. But that does not mean it's true or is real. We are all hypnotized and conditioned to believe nonsense. We've been programmed for centuries. We think our narratives are the only truth. We believe in unimaginable limitations, and we see ourselves as victims and as helpless. We see ourselves as without value, without worth. We see ourselves as only human. I'm only human. Jose said that's a pack of lies. A pack of lies, but no blame, okay? Time to open our minds and hearts to something dramatically new and different. Yes. We can move mountains, but not with these personalities, not with these egos. That is not going to happen. An ego is incapable of moving even a grain of sand and never will. Let us take a look at the magnitude of what we are faced with. I liked his example. He said a good example would be to look at our dilemma about how to overcome climate change without wrecking our economies. It's a perfect metaphor. We know what it will take to spare this planet the worst of what is to come of it. So we make breathless promises to the world about what we are going to do. Yet, year after year, we don't do it. Why? Because we firmly believe it would destroy our destroy us economically, and that it would cause us to lose our superpower status and competitive edge with the other superpowers of the world. We don't trust that any other country will follow through with their promises. And if we are the only one that does, we believe we will be taken advantage of by the other superpowers who we believe will destroy us. So even as we promise the sky, we sell drilling rights to the United States. We open up massive new open pit coal mines in Russia, develop new coal mines in China and India, and buy coal and fossil fuels all over the world from the superpowers. Now remember, Jose Stevens said, this is a metaphor for a much more personal process. We each cling to our own personal narrative, insist on thinking of ourselves as separate cells encased in personalized skin containers. We research where the safest places in the world are to live as if there were some place that we could find that was like that. Yeah, a lot of people, yo, let's see, I'm going to live over here because, you know, I'll probably survive in this area. Yeah, okay. In other words, we insist upon seeing ourselves in an old dead paradigm. In that kind of way that is completely unsustainable, leading us inevitably to our ultimate demise. In other words, that's all we're thinking about is ourselves. We don't understand that we're connected to every single other individual on the face of this earth. It is as if we were still insisting the world is flat, even while sending rockets to the moon and Mars and all over the solar system. We want everyone else to change, but we don't want to change our own fundamental flawed paradigm. That can't work. The only possible hope of connecting our current course is through a radical re-understanding of what we are and who we are. In this short article, Jose Stevens was very cryptic about this. But in articles to come, he will go into much more detail. So that's why I will probably bring some of his future articles into play here. But let's just say for now that there has been a way of seeing ourselves that has been described by a few mystics, shamans, alchemists, spiritual masters, Zen masters, Toltecs, Hindus, Tibetan, Buddhists, Islam, Islamics, Judaics, and Christian mystics, each in their own way, but with a common thread. The common threads are these. We are non-dual beings who have become lost in the belief that we are in a dualistic reality. We can correct this distortion in a very simple way by re-seeing ourselves, one another, and the whole world at large. There is only one of us, and we could summarize that way of seeing by calling it spirit, presence, awareness, or consciousness. Even though the term has become horrendously distorted, we can even call it God. When we re-see and reclaim the world in this way, the truth of it resonates everywhere and corrects all other distortions. I love this man. He's wonderful. So, with that said, hold on. Need some water, very carefully drinking it. So with that said, this way of seeing ourselves in the world is set to become the next major paradigm. No longer will we be the purview of the very few. This different paradigm is the great wake-up call, and it has already begun. Within a few centuries, this paradigm will become dominant. There will still be distortions, but they will be vastly shrunk compared to what exists today. After all, there will always be lessons to learn. Denial of this new paradigm through resistance, fear, and craving, personal ambitions and goals will create enormous unnecessary suffering. Right now, we have a basic foundation for this new paradigm springing up around the world. But as usual, in a dualistic paradigm, they are antagonistic to one another. Let's take some examples. In Asia, there is a much greater understanding about group belonging and giving up some personal freedom for the benefit of the entire society, not unlike what we see in a beehive, an ant colony, or a termite mound. However, this way of understanding oneself is horribly distorted and abused by the restriction of personal expression by authoritarian governmental systems that seek to crush individual freedoms and alternative viewpoints. In the West, individual freedom of expression is held as a great value, but it is so exaggerated that what we end up with is extremely selfish and narcissistic behavior instead of cooperation and consideration of the common good. It's a free country has come to mean I can do whatever I want, when I want, and the rest of the people be damned. Don't tread on me means I will fight back with weapons if anyone blocks what I want to do. These are terrific distortions fed by the old dualistic paradigm. Yet you can see the seeds of a new paradigm within them. What if people understood that other people were essentially differing expressions of themselves, and that everyone can be shown respect, love, and concern without any loss to themselves? What if people understood that everyone can express their creativity within reason, and that there is no threat to the whole when people are able to express who they are? What if people understood that any violence toward others is always violence towards themselves, and any abuse or attempts to oppress always has personal, unpleasant consequences? Now, that right there would be a totally new paradigm for humanity. However, that is just the beginning of what awaits us. What is awaiting us is a total revolution in our awareness and will impact every facet of life, from economics to science to education to philosophy, technology, medicine, politics, government, and all the rest. When you think you are too tired and exhausted to take any more of the chaos we now are seeing, re-look at the stakes in this game. It is way too soon to throw in the towel, to feel sorry for yourself, to be in a helpless rage. Everyone is going to have to do their part to support this transformation. You will need stamina. Gandhi was right when he said, be the change you want to see in the world. When you are that change, you become extraordinarily powerful, even if you think you are unknown and helpless. You don't need money or conventional tools to support this change. All you need to do is reposition yourself. See the world differently as you would like to see it. See it with love in your heart. That is the beginning right there. It costs nothing. but your old viewpoint. You will be joined by millions of others. How will you know? Because it is time, and you will sense the change. And with that, I say I love y'all so much. Okay? I struggled through that, even though my lungs were filled with the process of strangulation from water. And I want to say, everybody have a happy holiday season. God willing, inshallah, I'll see you and be here next year. I enjoy it when I come online, and I pray that I maintain the stamina needed to do the things that I was meant to do in this lifetime. With that, I say good night.
Thank you.